Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Today, we will dedicate this program going through different passages from the Book of Heaven. We will dedicate this program to the Blessed Virgin Mary, today that we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, which is also the Feast of the Divine Will. I will be reading from different passages about this great feast. The next passage comes from Volume 2, August 15, 1899, and the title is Charity Orders All Virtues. The Virgin Mary assumed into heaven, the Hail Mary together with Jesus. Luisa Picarreta writes, "This morning my most sweet Jesus came all festive, and placing himself in my heart, he told me, 'My beloved, this morning I have come to place in order all virtues in your heart. The other virtues may remain separate from one another, but charity binds and orders everything.'" Charity orders everything. It binds. It's like the glue that binds all other virtues together. The theological virtues, faith, hope, charity, justice, prudence, fortitude, temperance, and all the other virtues, they are bound together by charity, which is the love of God that has been put into our hearts, St. Paul tells us, through the grace of the Holy Spirit in our baptism. Luisa Picarreta writes, "I was going out of myself into the vault of heavens, together with my beloved Jesus. It seemed that everything was in feast, heaven, earth, and purgatory. All were inundated with a new joy and jubilation. Many souls were going out of purgatory and like balls of light reach heaven in order to be presented at the feast of our Queen Mama. I too pushed myself through that immense crowd of people, angels, saints, and souls from purgatory which already occupied that new heaven. It was so immense that the heavens that we see compared to that one seemed like a little hole. More so, since I had the obedience of the confessor, but as I went about looking, I could see nothing but a most refulgent sun spreading its rays, which penetrated through me in such a way as to make me become like crystal, so much so that my little spots appear very clearly, as well as the infinite distance that exists between creator and creature. More so, since each one of those rays had its imprint, some delineated the sanctity of God, some the purity, some the power, some the wisdom, and all of the other virtues and attributes of God. So in seeing her nothingness, her miseries, and her poverty, the soul will feel annihilated, and instead of looking, she will fall down, her face to the ground before that eternal sun, which no one can face." Luisa Picarreta is describing the Feast of the Assumption, how in that immensity angels and saints and the souls in purgatory, they are rejoicing before the eternal sun. Later on, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta the following: "The first canticle that they sung to my mama was the Hail Mary, because in the Hail Mary there are the most beautiful praises, the greatest honor, and the joy which she felt in being made Mother of God, the greatest honors, and the great joy which she felt in being made Mother of God is renewed. Therefore, let us recite it together to honor her. And when you come to paradise, I will let you find it as if you have recited together with the angels and the saints for the first time in heaven. So we recite the first part of the Hail Mary together. Oh, how tender and moving it was to hail our most holy Mama together with her beloved Son. Each word he said carried an immense light through which one could comprehend many things about the Most Holy Virgin. But who can say them all, especially because of my inability? Our Lord Jesus is explaining that in the Hail Mary there are the most beautiful praises, the greatest honor, and the joy which she felt in being the Mother of God. The Hail Mary is so pleasing to God when we pray the Hail Mary, because in the Hail Mary we encounter the prayer of the Blessed Trinity. We encounter the prayer of God Himself. When we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, we find in verse 26 that the angel Gabriel was sent to a town called Galilee of Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And these are the words of the angel. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Angels are messengers. And the angels, they carry the message that God gives to them. When the angel Gabriel appears to the Blessed Mother and he says, "Hail, favor of one, the Lord is with you, do not be afraid." These are the words of God the Father saying to Mary, "Hail, you have found favor with me, I am with you, do not be afraid." So the Hail Mary is the prayer of God our Father, is the message of God our Father to Mary, that after Adam and Eve disobey, God was waiting for this moment to find this creature that will say yes to Him, someone that will undo what Eve did. And the Blessed Mother receives this prayer, receives this message. And it is the same prayer that we say in the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. In other words, God the Father is saying, rejoice because I am with you. You have found favor with me. At the sound of these words, of this message, the angels rejoice. All heaven rejoice. Because finally, looking through all generations, God found a creature that will give her fiat, her yes to Him, her will. In the Hail Mary we say this prayer at the beginning, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." The second part of the Hail Mary, the next part, is composed by the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 39, we read the following. "During those days, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, 'Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?' For at that moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled." See, the Gospel says that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what the Gospel says. Filled with the Holy Spirit, cry out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Isn't that what we say in the Hail Mary? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. God the Father is talking there. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit speaks through Elizabeth. And at the foot of the cross, Jesus says to John, "Behold your mother." And to the Blessed Mother, "Behold your Son." This is the prayer of the Blessed Trinity. That's why it's so pleasing to God. because it's a reminder to him, to the whole realm of heaven, all in heaven, that finally the Lord has found a creature worthy to receive this gift that we lost by the disobedience of our parents, Adam and Eve, a creature that is worthy to receive the Savior that will come to reconcile us completely with the Father, this Savior, Jesus, the one whom everybody was waiting in the Old Testament, that He will come to reconcile us with God the Father, that He will open the doors for salvation for all of us, and that He will return this gift of living in the divine will, the gift that our first parents, Adam and Eve, possessed before the fall. And now, through the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is an instrument of God, by giving her fiat, her yes, let it be done to me according to thy word, she gave her consent, she gave her will to God, so that everything be done, so that our Lord could descend. And how beautiful this passage that the Lord says every time we pray this prayer. This is the first canticle that heaven said. The first prayer, the most beautiful praises are contained in this prayer. Because this prayer is the prayer composed by God Himself. God initiated, the Holy Spirit continued, and Jesus finished it. The prayer completes this prayer by adding, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. This is the mission of Our Lady, to pray for us now until the hour of our death, that we may receive this gift of the divine will in our time, and that we may go into heaven, that she will protect us, that she will guide us through this life, that she will defend us. The Blessed Mother has many promises. She promised protection. She promises everything for us. She promises protection. She promises that she will help us. If we wear the scapular of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mount Carmel, she will defend us. That's the promise contained, that if you wear the scapular, she will not leave you. She will defend you until the last moment. She will seek that you receive the sacraments before you die, that you will not die in a state of sin. And how beautiful that our Lord says that this prayer of the Hail Mary is the prayer that all the angels and saints recited together when Our Lady was taken into heaven. The next passage that I would like to read is from volume 18, August 15, 1925. All created things walk toward men. The Feast of the Assumption should be called the Feast of the Divine Will. I continue to fuse myself in the Holy Will in order to give to my Jesus the return of my little love for all that He has done for mankind in creation, and my beloved Jesus moving in my interior in order to give more value to my little love, did what I was doing together with me. Then He told me, my daughter, all created things were made for men, and all of them run toward men. They have no feet, but they all walk, they all have motion, in order to find Him and to be found. Indeed, all created things were created for us, out of love for us. The Lord created out of love for us everything that exists. And He wants us to correspond to Him by loving Him, by thanking Him, by giving Him praise, glory, and adoration for everything that He created. So when we give thanks to God for life, thanks for everything that we have, He feels that this thirst that He feels in Him is being quenched because we are returning to Him. He's being glorified. Luisa Picaretta writes, after this, I began to think about the feast of my celestial Mama assumed into heaven. And my sweet Jesus, with a tender and moving tone, added, my daughter, the true name of this feast should be Feast of the Divine Will. It was the human will that closed heaven, broke the bounds with its creator, made miseries and suffering enter the field, and put an end to the feast that the creature was to enjoy in heaven. Now this creature, queen of all, by doing the will of the Eternal One, always and in everything, even more, it can be said that her life was divine will alone, opened the heavens, bound herself to the Eternal One, and restored in heaven the feast with the creature. Every act she did in the supreme will was a feast that she started in heaven. It was songs that she formed to adorn this feast. It was melodies that she sent to delight the celestial Jerusalem. Therefore, the true cause of this feast is the eternal will operating and fulfilled in my celestial Mama. It operates such prodigies in her as to astonish heaven and earth. Chain the Eternal One with indissoluble bonds of love and enrapture the world even from her womb. The very angels, enraptured, repeated among themselves, "From where comes so much glory, so much honor, such greatness and prodigies never seen before in this excelling creature? Yet she is coming from the exile." Astonished, they recognize the will of their Creator as life operating in her. And trembling, they said, "Holy, holy, holy, honor and glory to the will of our Sovereign Lord, and glory to Mary, thrice holy, she who let this supreme will operate." It's called the Feast of the Divine Will, the Lord says, because in this day, the Feast of the Assumption, God, the will of God, triumphed over the will of the creature. Mary, being a mere creature, let the will of God operate in her since the moment of her conception till she was assumed into heaven. She was always in the divine will. Our Lord gave to her this gift to be able to be preserved of any corruption of sin, that she may be able to receive the word, and the word will be able to incarnate in her womb. The second person of the Blessed Trinity became flesh in the uncorruptible womb of the Blessed Mother, that was preserved by sin. "Even though heaven was opened by me," our Lord says, "and many saints already possessed the celestial fatherland when the celestial queen was assumed into heaven, we waited for her who had honored so much and continued the true prodigy of the most holy will to make the first feast for the supreme volition, because she herself was the primary cause of it, having fulfilled the supreme will in everything. Oh, how the whole of heaven magnify, bless, and praise the eternal will. The greatest honor that my mother received was to see the divine will glorifying her." So our Lord tells us that he opened the door for heaven for all of us. He says that even though the saints, they possess the celestial fatherland, he says he wanted to wait for the Blessed Mother to be assumed to heaven for this feast. And well, the other passage tells us also that every time that we recite the Hail Mary, that joy that the saints and angels in heaven receive is being renewed. And he promises that if we pray the Hail Mary with devotion, when we go to heaven, we will receive the same joy. He will let us experience the joy that the angels and saints experience when the Blessed Mother enter into heaven. Can you imagine being able to receive that joy, to experience that joy? That's why it's so important to have devotion to the Blessed Mother, to pray the rosary, to love her. She is our mother. She is the most beautiful creature. And she is our mother. We must love her. Love her and love her. Ask her to help us. Ask her to defend us. Ask her to protect us. We must pray the Hail Mary. I know sometimes we get into our lives and we are so busy doing things. And we become so busy that we don't have so much time to pray. But it's important to make room for prayer. To say the rosary. To recite the rosary. You cannot recite the rosary every day. Make an effort at least to say three Hail Marys and to have a relationship with our mother, because this is pleasing to God, that we should become closer to her, that we should ask for her protection, that we should pray to her, because again, she is our mother. The next passage comes from volume 24, August 15, 1928, and the title is Living in the Divine Fiat, is communism between creator and creature. The Virgin, her inseparable glory, the sanctity of the divine will known in heaven. Luisa Picaretta writes, I was thinking about and accompanying the Sovereign Queen when she was assuming to heaven, and my sweet Jesus moving in my interior as though singing the praises of his celestial mother told me, my daughter, the glory of the Mama of Heaven is unsurpassable. No one else in the celestial regions possesses seas of graces, of light, seas of beauty and of sanctity, seas of power, of science and of love. And what is more, she possesses these seas within the endless sea of her Creator. She possesses in herself this because she possesses the divine will. God living operated in the soul of this creature, the most beautiful creature that was preserved from the moment of conception. Our Lord gave her this grace. And she becomes the most beautiful creature of all. That's why all the saints together, they will never be able to surpass the greatness of Mary. All the saints combined, all of them, they will not be able to surpass the greatness of Mary. And Mary in all her greatness, she will never be able to surpass God. And we are called to start living the life in the divine will here on earth so that we will have in our souls these seeds of sanctity, of power, of light that the Lord wants to implant in our soul, in our hearts. Because these are the gifts that Adam and Eve possessed before the fall. Our Lord says the other inhabitants of the Blessed Fatherland possess at most some little drops, some little fountains. But she is the only one because she alone lives in the divine fiat. She is the only one who possesses these seas of sanctity, of light, of science, of love. The other inhabitants of the Blessed Fatherland possess at most some little virtues, some drops, some fountains. She is the only one because she alone lives in the divine will. The human volition never took place in her, never. Her life was all of divine will. She was always in the divine will. And by virtue of it, she centralized all creatures within herself, conceiving them in her maternal heart and by locating her son Jesus as many times to give him to each creature whom she had conceived within her virginal heart. This is why her maternity is extended to all, and all can boast and say, the mother of Jesus is my mother, and this mother, so sweet, lovable, and loving, gives her beloved son to each of us as a pledge of her maternal love. Only my will could give her this virtue of conceiving all creatures as her children and of multiplying her Jesus for as many children as she had. This is the graces that the Blessed Mother received. She wants us to possess this gift of living in the divine will. And through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, our Lord tells us how we can come to this height point of spirituality, how we can arrive to this point that the Lord wants us to be living in the divine will, and the Blessed Mother is creating the dispositions in our souls to bestow this gift upon us. We just have to say, fiat, 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 in everything and in all your will be done, my Lord Jesus. We must beg the Blessed Mother to help us. She's willing to help us, but we need to pray to her. We need to ask her. We need to give her our will so that she will give it to our Lord in exchange for the divine will to descend upon our souls. We have to continue doing sacrifices, offering little sacrifices for this gift to descend upon our souls and for this gift to be known on earth, that more souls will come and encounter this gift that our Lord wants to give us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Our Lord says, the Blessed Mother was a portent of graces on earth for herself and for the whole human family, and she is a portent of glory in the celestial fatherland, nor can any other creature be said to be similar to her. She is the most beautiful creature, and she is our mother. We must love her, and love her. We must ask her to help us. And during this day that we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, we must give her a gift, our will, that she may present our will, our human will, to her Son Jesus, and ask her to give us the divine will in our hearts and our souls. The next passage comes from August 15, 1938. This comes from volume 36, the last volume of the Book of Heaven. And the title is, The Feast of the Assumption is the most beautiful, the most sublime feast. It is the feast of the divine will operating in the heavenly queen. While my mind was swimming in the sea of the divine will, I stopped at the act in which my mother and queen was assumed into heaven. How many wonders, how many enrapturing surprises of love, and my sweet Jesus, as if he felt the need to speak about his celestial mother, all festive, told me. My blessed daughter, today is the Feast of Assumption. This is the most beautiful, the most sublime, the greatest feast, in which we remain, glorify, love, and honor the most. Heaven and earth are invested with us an unusual joy never before felt. The angels and the saints feel as if invested with new joys and new happiness, and they all praise with new songs the sovereign queen who in her empire rules over all, giving joy to all. This is what our Lord says about this feast, that indeed, this is the day that the divine will has conquered the will of the human creature. And now, because of this, the creature is able to enter into heaven, body and soul. Today is the Feast of Feasts, the unique one, the new one, which was never repeated again. Today, the day of the Assumption, celebrated for the first time, the divine will operated in the sovereign queen and lady. The marvels are enchanting in each of her smallest acts, even in her breathing, in her motion. Many of our divine lives can be seen flowing in her. The Blessed Mother's living in divine will was able to give to God on behalf of everybody, and she was able to conceive all of us in her maternal heart, that we may be able to receive this gift. So we are blessed indeed to be able to live during this time, that we know this spirituality, that we know the writings of Luisa Picarreta. And the Lord wants us to arrive to this spirituality, to this point in our spiritual life in which we can stand before Him and all the human race and give to Him on behalf of everybody through this gift of the divine will operating in us, the gift that the Blessed Mother possessed since her moment of conception, the gift that Luisa Picarreta possessed as our Lord bestowed this gift upon her. And through these writings, our Lord wants us to learn how to live in this way, so that as the Blessed Mother, we will give Him honor and glory. So one day we can say, as the Blessed Mother says in the Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, so that we can say, my soul magnifies that the divine will. Everything that I do is being magnified to the perfect, to the eternal, to give glory, praise, and honor to God, my Creator, my Father. And not only on my behalf, but on behalf of everybody. This is the greatest gift that we can receive, because God is giving us the chance, is giving us the possibility to adore, to glorify Him on behalf of everybody. He is giving us the chance that through this spirituality, through these writings of Luisa Picarreta, we may let the divine will operate in our hearts and our souls completely, so that His divine will conquer our tiny, imperfect human will, so that our will be operated and moved by the divine will living in us. Our Lord says, O power of our will, only you can do such prodigies to make us love and glorify as we deserve and want. He wants and He desires to be loved and to be glorified, but He says, only the divine will in us can do these prodigies to the extent of creating many of our lives in the one who lets you dominate. Let us surrender to the divine will. Let us ask the Lord to dominate our human will and to let His divine will dominate us completely, so that our actions, our thoughts, everything that we do may be dominated by the divine will. This is why she can give her good to all, because she possesses Him. Even more, when she sees a creature disposed to receive our will without losing one of our divine lives, she has the virtue of reproducing from within these divine lives, which she possesses, yet another of our divine life to give to whoever she wants. The divine will wants to operate in us. The Lord is waiting for us to surrender and to invite Him to give us this gift. Today that we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Mother, let us ask her to beg the Lord to give us this gift in our hearts and our souls, that we may be able to live as she lived in the divine will. The Lord says, the glory of this queen is unsurpassable because she possesses our operating will. She possesses our operating will, which has the virtue of forming in the creature eternal and infinite acts. Eternal acts, perfect acts. She loves us always and unceasingly with our lives, which she possesses. She loves us with our own love. She loves us everywhere. This is how the Lord wants to be loved, with His own love. But how can we love Him with His own love if we don't have His own love in us? In the day of our baptism, the love of God has been put into our hearts through the grace of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is being put into our hearts, St. Paul tells us. So God knows that we are capable of loving Him. But we have the free will, and the free will, when it's not in union with the will of God, is an opposition. Remember that the Lord says that love of charity perfects all other virtues. We need to invite the love of God in our hearts and our souls, and to freely give our will to Him, as the Blessed Mother said, let it be done to me according to your word, that everything we do, God may be magnified in us, through us, so that by doing acts in the divine will, our soul will be expanded and God will be magnified. She loves us with our own love. She loves us everywhere. Her love fills heaven and earth. Her love fills heaven and earth, and runs to put itself inside our divine womb. And we love her so much that we cannot live without loving her. While in loving us, she loves all. In loving the Blessed Trinity, the Blessed Mother loves us all too. This is the greatest gift, my brothers and sisters. Can you imagine the Blessed Mother, by loving God, is loving us? At every single moment, the Blessed Mother loves us, because she loves God at every single moment. We need to receive this love that the Blessed Mother is offering us. How do we receive it? By becoming closer to her, by drawing closer to her, by praying to her, asking her to help us. And she will do it through her maternal hands. She will obtain for us all the graces that we need to overcome our tendencies, our sickness, to be healed, to be transformed. She loves all, making everyone loves us. How could we resist and not give her anything she wants? It is our own will that asks for what she wants, tying us to its eternal bounds so that we can refuse her nothing. Our Lord doesn't refuse anything to the Blessed Mother. We need to ask the Blessed Mother to obtain for us the graces for our families, for our friends, for everybody, that we may be transformed, that we may be healed, that we may enjoy peace in our times. This is why the Feast of the Assumption is the most beautiful one. It is the feast of my will operating in this great lady, making her so rich and beautiful that the heavens cannot contain her. Even the angels remain speechless and don't know how to describe what my will does in the creature. It is the feast of the divine will because, as he says, his will operates in this creature since the moment of conception, always. After this, thinking about the great prodigies that the divine fiat work and continues to work in the celestial queen, my beloved Jesus told me, my daughter, her beauty is unreachable. It enchants, it charms, it conquers. Her love is such that she offers herself to all, loving all, leaving behind her seas of love. She can be called queen of love, winner of love, because she loved much, and through love she won her God. You must know that by doing his will, man broke the bonds with his creator and with all created things. By the power of our fiat, which she possessed, this heavenly queen tied her creator to the creatures, tied all creation together, united them, put them back in order, and with her love gave new life to the human generations. Her love was so great as to cover and hide inside its seas weaknesses, evils, sins, the creatures themselves. Oh, if this holy virgin did not possess so much love, it would be difficult for us to look at the earth. Only her love makes us look at it. But we want to give our will to reign in the middle of the creatures because she wants it so. She wants to give to her children what she possesses. And by love, she will win us and her children. The Blessed Mother wants to give us this love. She wants to bestow upon us this blessing, the blessing that she possesses. She wants us to live in this gift that she lives. And through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, we come to know how to enter, how to arrive to this point in the spiritual life by uniting all our acts in the divine will, by giving up our free will, by giving our consent to the divine will so that the divine will may reign and operate in us. I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, to develop a devotion to Our Lady, to the Blessed Mother, to draw closer to her, to entrust your families, to consecrate your families to the Blessed Mother, to pray the rosary, to do little and small sacrifices for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven, to read the Book of Heaven, and to give up your free will, offer your free will to the Blessed Mother as a gift. She will not reject it. Ask her to bestow upon you this gift. She will not delay in giving you this gift. We will conclude today by asking the Blessed Mother that through her maternal hands, she may bestow upon us this gift of living in the divine will in our hearts and our souls, that we may be able to live this life that she lived also. We ask the Blessed Mother to bestow upon us, upon our families, upon our friends, in our times, the gift of peace and of love, so that we may enjoy peace in our times, that we may be delivered from all dangers, from all natural disasters. In a special way, we ask the Blessed Mother to cover us with her mantle, with her blue mantle, and through her maternal hands, to cover all married couples, to cover all families, that in there the divine will may reign a little by little in all marriages, in all children, in all families together. Let us ask the Blessed Mother to give us a sip of his divine will. Mary, my mother, I love you. Love me too. Give me a sip of the will of God for my soul, and give me your blessing too, that I may do all my acts under your maternal care. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us.